From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry ended a brief visit to Geneva Monday in an effort to try to salvage a two-month-old U.S.-Russian brokered cessation of hostilities weakened by violence in Syria. He said Washington and Moscow made progress in trying to contain the fighting.
Russia and the United States have agreed that there will be additional personnel who will work from here in Geneva on a daily basis, 24/7, in order to try to make sure that there is a better job and a better ability to be able to enforce the cessation of hostilities day to day.
Kerry met Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir and UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura, who heads to Moscow Tuesday.
Aleppo in particular needs to be addressed. 254 victims have been taking place during the last few days. Three hospitals facilities have been touched. There is no excuse for not finding again, reinvigorating and reinstalling and re-implementing what has been the only strong message the Syrian people have heard from all of us, that it's possible to have talks when finally the cessation of hostilities is reducing the violence on them.
Kerry said an agreement on Aleppo could be announced in coming days. Authorities in Kenya have arrested the owner of a condemned building that collapsed Friday in the capital, Nairobi. The death toll from that accident has risen to at least 21 people. Rescue workers say dozens of people who lived in the apartment complex are still missing, but that hopes are fading of finding more survivors in the rubble. The building, which was close to a river, collapsed following heavy rains that caused flooding and landslides. This is VOA News.